Well, I just bring you greetings. Thanks for bringing this down. I just like to be close and just to eye you out. And but I just bring you greetings from our church, River of Praise Church on the Gold Coast. Anybody been to the Gold Coast? Awesome. Anybody else? Charlie's going to come one day. Glory to God. You've been there? Barbara's coming, aren't you? You promised you were coming. So awesome. So it's a beautiful place. We're on the beach, 100 miles of beach, white beach, and just rolling surf, and all the surfers hang out there. I don't surf, but just a wonderful place. Similar population to Fort Worth, about 500,000 people, and a bit like Florida, lots of tourists come there, and just a great place. God called me there to be a missionary, so could have called me to Africa, but he called me to the Gold Coast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, of course, just bringing greetings from my family. Ruth, she was here last week for Revival Now, which was just wonderful. She went out with the guys last week, and she just loves just winning people to the Lord. So she was here last week, and that was a real miracle. We've got a special needs boy, and he's now 19. He's got autism. When he was born, they said he would never walk, but he's definitely walking and really strong. And we're believing for a full recovery. We're not going to give in. I'm going to quit. And that's part of God pouring out his spirit.
Amen.
And so it's very hard for us to get away together. But last week, we had a week together away. So praise God. So it was great. So hallelujah. And just wonderful things. Love the nation of America. And God is not finished with America. Don't let people tell you that. And God is about to do something powerful and mighty, I believe. Amen? So hang on to it. Glory to God. Well, tonight I just want to share about... Who's brought their Bibles tonight? This is a Bible, by the way. Amen. So just raise them up. Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that your word is more powerful than anything else, Lord. We thank you, Father, tonight that your word touches us. It increases in our life, Lord. It's ministers to people tonight, Lord. I thank you, Father, that through your word we can get saved, we can get healed, we can get whole, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Amen. This is actually very spiritual. This is called a tablet. And Moses brought down a tablet from the mountains. So very spiritual. So if you've got an iPad tonight, well, you know, I don't know, but hallelujah. I was, about coming into church, and I just love the house of God. So, and I just encourage you, you know, whenever you get the opportunity, just hang around believers. And just the fact that you're here tonight, your presence makes a difference.
Amen.
It makes a difference to Pastor Bob Nichols, your presence in the house. And, you ignite each other. You know, fire brings fire. Iron sharpens iron, and the fact that you're here tonight, you sharpen each other up. It's a real spiritual thing. Even when you greet some other person during tonight, you're actually imparting to each other.
Yes.
So it's so important that we come together and come together as much as possible. You know, we don't have to come to church, but the Bible does command us to cause the saints together to fellowship and be with one another, doesn't it? So it's a powerful thing. So. So just encourage you, it just really blesses Pastor Bob when you do it and the leadership team. And, I just love this house. It's just, I just feel so connected here. When I come here, I feel at home, and it's like my second home. And just feel so similar in the spirit. You're a passionate group. And I've known Pastor Bob since, 1986, when I really got to know him, but Pastor Ruth got to know him a little bit earlier. He was one of my lecturers in Bible school. He was sent Bible school material over to Rhema in Australia, in Perth, and I was one of the students. So since 1986, I've got to know Pastor Bob Nichols, and then he was our graduation speaker at Bible school, and so then we've just... in the 90s, we reconnected when he came to Australia. So it's just been a wonderful journey with a wonderful man of God, and he's just got such a father's heart. So we love the man, and I know you guys do too. So you're blessed. So tonight, I really want to just minister on the love of God in a new light, some revelation that God has given me. And it's the Father's love. And I believe it'll really touch you. And we've seen some powerful testimonies in our church. The way you're experiencing so many souls in the harvest field, that is the love of the Father. You know, when you go and minister and knock on the door of somebody and they get saved and then tears bubble up inside of them, that's the love of Father touching them. You know, tonight, you know, when we had the salvation call, that was the love of the Father. And I believe that's going to increase in a powerful way. We're just going to see more of that. And Pastor Ruth was sharing a testimony last week when we were at the hotel we were staying in. She came back from where I think we were shopping, came back to the hotel and started ministering to this truck driver. She was a lady, she had given her heart to the Lord years ago, and so we just recommitted her to the Lord, but she wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost, and then she started crying and weeping, and that was just the love of God just touching and filling her. And allow God to use you and allow His love just to flow out of you. Amen. Pastor Bob Nichols, one of the words he had for our nation when he came to Australia, he said, the life people are coming. The life people are coming. And that's what happened. The life people came out of Perth and they went all around Australia. You know, there was hundreds of ministers that went out of Perth and started churches right around Australia. And it was the life people coming. Well, the life people are here. They're here. They're here tonight. And you have the life of God in you. Amen. And so you just have to allow that life to flow out of you, you know. And a river needs to flow. And it can't stay still. So you need, and you know, as you allow life to flow out of you, then God's life will continue to fill you. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have some life. No, it says everlasting life, doesn't it? Wow, everlasting life. And so tonight I'm going to just lead you on a bit of a journey. I'm going to just pull you along and lead you into this little trap. Now, it's a nice little place I'm taking you, okay? But I'm just going to lead you and draw you, okay? So just a little journey. And one of the things is that the Spirit of God is love. Amen? You all agree? The Spirit of God is love. And love is Spirit. And the Spirit of God is love. And I just want to bring some scriptures out, highlighting that. And you all know this one. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. But it said there, God has not given us the spirit of fear. And then it talks about the other spirits, which are power, love, and a sound mind. So love is a spirit. And it's a supernatural thing. When you got born again, the Spirit of God came in you. And it was the spirit of love. One of the components of the Spirit is love. Powerful thing. So love is within you. And just allow the love of God to flow out of you. Amen. Galatians chapter 5:22 talks about the gifts of the Spirit, or the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, okay? Joy, peace, etc. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. So Spirit is love, and love is Spirit. Powerful thing. Holy Ghost, Pentecost Sunday. People got filled with the Holy Ghost. They also got filled with love. Amen? God's love. Colossians chapter 1, verse 8. Who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. I'll read that out again. Who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. So love is a spirit. And we operate in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Amen. Oh, I love First John. First John chapter 4, I think it is, isn't it? It's the love chapter. And I just want to read some scriptures from that. Verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So, and God is a spirit. And so God is love and love is God. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. That's the love flowing out. You know, when we open the doors and to somebody, that's the love of God that flows through us. Amen. Ooh. And you know, it doesn't matter when we get rejected. You know, we actually got rejected a couple of times today, but that's okay. You know, and we can handle that because we have the love of God. You know, Jesus suffered more rejection than we do. We have. Amen. You know, we can have a little bit of rejection from time to time. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. Amen. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Wow. So, when we look at somebody, we really should see love operating in somebody. You know, when Laurie walks through the door, we should be able to see love walking in the door. Amen? It should be just the love of God. You know, it shouldn't be just a husband and wife thing. You know, we actually should be able to see love, you know, just flowing out of everyone, just operating through everyone. And it's a powerful thing. And we will just see some amazing things when we just see love in everything that we do and have. Amen. Holy Ghost is the one that puts love into us. Amen. He's the one that does it. We don't have to do it. We don't have to strive. We don't have to struggle. Amen. Just allow him to do it. It's a supernatural thing. We don't do it in our own strength. We do it in his strength. Amen. Powerful thing. Glory to God. Romans chapter 5 verse 5 says, And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Wow. Isn't that good? You know, we don't have to actually do anything in our own strength. We do it in his strength. Amen. You know, even with the people that got saved tonight, you know, it was God that did it. Amen. We don't have to do it. Amen. So now I've shown you some scriptures tonight that God is love. And that love is God, and that God is a spirit, and that spirit is love. Amen? Now, if you were to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is the love chapter, and you go through that and you see all the qualities of love, you know, you could read that, and I think in the King James it has another word for love, but you know, you go through the whole chapter, you find out what the qualities of love are. And one of the things it says that love lasts forever, doesn't it? It lasts forever. It never runs out. It never dries up. It's always there. Amen. And one of the things that I like to do is actually put my name in there. And you know, where it's got the word love, you can put your name in there because you are love. Amen. Actually, let's just go there for a second. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This will be in the King James. I haven't. Everyone come with me here. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Everyone awake, alert, enthusiastic. Glory to God. I want you to say say this after me, and what I want you to do is just where I say my name, just say your name, okay? Are you ready for this? Okay. So because everywhere it's got the word love, I'm going to put my name, okay? And so you can say your name. You ready? Okay. Dale suffereth long. Dale is kind. Dale envieth not. How are you going there? You coping? Dale vaunteth not himself. Dale is not puffed up. Dale does not behave himself unseemingly. Dale seeketh not his own. Dale is not easily provoked. Dale thinketh no evil. Dale rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Dale beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Dale never fails. Calvary Cathedral never fails. Because the love of God is here. Isn't that good? Wow. Did you enjoy that? So love is a spirit, and the spirit is love. Now, I want you to take you back to Acts chapter 2, verse 17. And it says there in Acts chapter 17, "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and on your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And it shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out my spirit." And I just really believe that God is pouring out his spirit. And in the last days, we are going to see a massive revival of people coming into the kingdom. Amen. And we have seen revivals in the past. You know, we've had the healing revival. You know, we've had the charismatic revival. You know, we had the word revival. You know, then we've had apostolic and prophetic. You know, there's been all sorts of revivals. But I believe that this revival that we're about to enter into is going to be a revival of love. Wow. We're going to have agape reformation taking place. Wow. God is just going to pour out his spirit, and it's going to be a spirit of love. People are going to love people unconditionally. Amen. And they're going to see people come into the kingdom, but all sorts of things are going to happen because of love. People are not going to think of themselves anymore, but they're going to think of God working through them and thinking of others. Wow. There's going to be so God is pouring out his spirit. So where it has the word spirit there, you could actually put the word love there. God is pouring out his love. Wow. God is pouring out his love. He's pouring out his love. Wow. Pouring out his love. I'm excited. So, October, November, I was over here in the States. Like Charlie said, I'd come over here to pray for your nation just before the election. And one of the things that I did while I was over here, I have a son that's been over in going to a ministry school in in Redding in California. And so I went and spent some time with him, had some father-son time together, which was really sweet. He's 22 years of age. And really, he's a real homebody. He loves to be at home, even when he was a young kid, and teenager. He didn't really want to get it when he got invited to go over to other kids' places. He didn't really want to go. He'd rather just stay at home. He was a real homebody. So when he decided to move to America, it was a big decision. It was a real God thing, you know, just, you know, God had done it in his life. And he moved over there and, you know, got, you know, had a bit of the culture shock, but he settled down and just really enjoyed it. But so when I arrived, you know, we arrived on a Saturday and flew into Sacramento. I'm telling this story for a purpose. And who's been to Sacramento? A few people. And so then I had I hired a car and I drove up to Redding, which was nearly 3 hours drive up to Redding. And stayed in a motel there, and Joel stayed with me. And so we had some really good time together, father-son time together. And he was a bit skinny, so I fed him up and looked after him, took him out for meals, gave him breakfast. And so I tried to fatten him up as much as possible. And I took supplies from Australia because he has problems with some American food. I'm not, you know, love your food, but he had, you know, just brought back some, you know, the certain things that he loved. So you know. So it was all good. So so I went to church with him, and I was allowed to go to school with him in their ministry school. They've got like 1,200 students there in their first year, and so I went to school with him, and so it was a real buzz there, real excitement. And so I enjoyed that with him. And so then on Tuesday, I had to leave after my time with him. So we had breakfast together, and then I had to drop him back to his apartment. I think I was actually flying back to Fort Worth, actually, from Sacramento. And anyway, I dropped him off at his apartment and got out of the car and sort of, I walked over to him and I gave him a hug. Now, we're not a real huggy family. Are you anybody who's a huggy family? Okay, good, yeah. Some people got their hands up. And my 14-year-old daughter, she's the baby. We've got five children. And so we've got four that are close together. And then we've got a 5-year gap to Naomi, who's 14, and she's really huggy, you know. So she'll come up to you and say, "I need a hug, you know. My hug tank needs to be filled up." And so we give her a hug, and so then she's good for another few hours, you know. And so it's sweet. So she loves her hugs. But anyway, so Joel, you know, so we you know, father and son, we hug from time to time, but you know, not all the time. And so I gave him a hug, goodbye hug, and. But as I was giving the hug this time, I started, you know, tears started coming to my eyes. And I thought, oh, yeah, because, you know, I'm going, I'm leaving, and, you know, he's staying here. So then I couldn't really talk, you know, and say goodbye to him properly, and started choking up. So I said, "Joel, I have to go now." And so that was sweet. I got in the car. But as I was in the car, the tear step just kept on coming, you know. And, you know, we're not a real cry family either, you know. Let alone a huggy family. And, you know, when the Holy Ghost comes on me, I start crying, you know. So I was driving all the way to Sacramento, and I was halfway there and I was still crying. And I thought, this is ridiculous, God, what's going on here, you know. And I don't want to get on the airplane, I'm still crying, you know. So then I just started speaking to the father about what was going on, and he said to me, he said, "This is not just about you and your son." He said, "This is about me and you." He said to me, "Just as you have tears for your son," he said, "I have tears for you." And he said, "I'm pouring my love right into you right now. And I'm filling you up with my love. And I have a deep compassion for you that you don't really understand, but I'm pouring into you." And then he went on, and just talking about how much he loved me, the Father loved me, you know. And it's an everlasting, just like John 3:16, an everlasting love, and never goes and never fades out. And it was just like a story of love. And then he went on, you know, it was like my car began to just fill up, you know, with love. And I'll never forget this time. You know, you have these times, you know, when you get saved or filled with the Holy Ghost, and other times. And it's one of these times that I never, like a God encounter. And then the Lord just really spoke clear to me. He said, just what you're experiencing and what I'm telling you now, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit, the spirit of love, to all mankind, that to those that want to receive it. But they have to be willing to receive it. And as they receive it, much will take place. Souls will come into the kingdom. There will be a boldness and just a love for souls to come into the kingdom. But also, he said, restoration will take place in the body of Christ. He said, mothers and daughters will come back together, and fathers and sons will come back together. There'll be restoration taking place in families. He said, and this will happen quickly. It won't be a slow thing, because I'm pouring my love out, and as my love gets poured out and as people receive it, transformation will take place. That was a powerful, powerful thing. And, you know, Jesus done it on the cross, you know, 2,000 years ago. That was the love of the Father came down. We sing a song, I don't know whether you do here, called Love Came Down from Heaven, one of the verses, you know. Love came down from heaven, and Jesus is love, and came down from heaven on the cross. But, you know, that scripture is very clear that God is going to pour out His Spirit in the last days. Amen. His Spirit's going to be poured out. And I believe it's going to be a spirit of love. Amen. A spirit of love. And what you're doing is part of it. Amen. But there's so much more that's going to take place. So much, much more is going to take place. You know, as I came back to Australia after receiving this encounter with God, I began to minister on the love of God and what God had done and what He was sharing to me. And a number of things have happened since, and I'll share a few of them. But one of the things that happened, we have in our church, we've got an 18-year-old guy in our church, and he hadn't spoken to his dad for 12 years. And he was about to graduate. We have our graduations in November because we have, you know, summer is in December, you know. And so that's when we have our school year goes from February to November. So he was about to have his graduation, and he said to his mum, he said, as we're beginning to minister on love, he said, there's one thing that I like to happen before my graduation is be able to talk to my dad and for him to say, give me just some best wishes for my graduation. And so his mum said, well, let's pray, you know. And so they prayed and believed God, and they managed to connect with his dad. And just 2 days before his graduation, he had a coffee and just some good time with his dad. After 12 years, hadn't spoken to his dad. And now, since that time, so that's what, 6 months ago, he's just every now and again, every few weeks, he'll go and just spend some time with his dad. Isn't that wonderful? After all those years. And so I truly believe that God is restoring families. As we allow the love of God to fill us, we're going to see some amazing things happen. And I've got two brothers and two sisters in my family, and the four of them, one's gone home to be to heaven a few years ago, and my two brothers, for a period they hadn't spoken to each other for years, and now they're starting to speak to each other after all these years. But you know, since I've been ministering on the message of love, I'm having more and more communication with my family than ever before. They're ringing me up now, just wanting to talk to me, you know. And we're on the other side of the nation, so they're living in Perth, and we live on the Gold Coast. And, you know, they ring me up and just want to just talk to me. My sister, you know, because I was the youngest. Do we have any babies here? Who's the youngest in the family? Well, my sister, she was the next one up, and everything was good until I came along, you know. And I sort of took her place, I think, and then I became the favourite, you know. And I became the spoilt one, and so I think there was jealousy all these years, so there was just that division between us. But now, you know, it's just we have some great talks and conversations, and God's doing it, just wonderful. I've got my eldest brother, and last year he said to me, because we go to the Philippines regularly, we've got a mission over there. He said, I want to come to the mission with you. I said, what? You want to come to the mission with me, you know? And so he came over there, and he's not born again, you know. And so he came to the mission with me. So he came, and, you know, we're having church there, and we're having Bible studies there. And I tell him about my brother. I said, my brother, why don't you share something? So he does, and he said, I'm the black sheep of the family. And I said, well, God's going to do a work, and he's going to shear off the black wool and replace it with some white wool. Anyway, now he says that he's a white sheep with a few black dots. So God's done an amazing work. And now he wants his other brother to come with him to the mission field with me. Isn't that amazing? Three of us going over there. So that's just happened just in the last, you know, little while, well, just last couple of weeks, you know, all because of because of the love of God and what he's doing. Amen. So God's going to do it here too. So, wow. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3, and towards the end of the chapter, glory to God. Actually, no, we'll go to Ephesians, and then I'll finish off. Go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. This talks about love and the power of love. And it says in verse 17 that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love. Isn't that powerful? Rooted and grounded in love. And then it goes on, may you be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of his love. You know, when I was in the car, I experienced the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of his love. There's no way I could measure his love. And that's what I want you to receive, that love that you cannot measure. That love when you get in a difficult situation where it just overcomes everything. The Bible says that my love will overcome everything. It will overcome. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And verse 19, and to know the love of Christ, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. And then it says that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. This is Acts chapter 2, verse 17 again. Pouring out his spirit, but that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. And that's his love coming into us. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. So here we have, and these scriptures that speaks about the love of God, and in the Amplified in verse 18 it says that you may have the power. You know, it talks about power of God. And I really believe that as we receive the love of God, we will receive the power of God. You know, it says in the Bible that faith worketh by love. Amen. And you know, you're not going to have faith without operating in love. And I believe as we increase in the measure of love, then our faith level is going to increase also. Amen. Wow. So it speaks about the love of God, these scriptures in Ephesians, and then it proceeds to talking about the power of God. And then in verse 20, then it says that he will do exceedingly abundantly more than and above all that we can think of us. So as we receive the love of God, then he will do more than we can think or even ask. Isn't that good? Oh, so, you know, so as we receive the love of God, you know, we can also receive healing. Amen?
Amen.
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 Oh, it will come, healing will come through the love of the Father. Amen? If you need a miracle, it will come through the love of the Father. Wow. When Jesus died on the cross, you know, that was the love of the Father. And through him dying on the cross, we were healed. So it will come. So breakthrough will come. Restoration will come. I believe that it will all come through the love of the Father. His agape love. Unconditional love. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do now, we're going to watch a video clip. And you may have heard about this. It's from America. But it's very powerful. When I showed it in my church, my church they didn't move. I didn't actually even have to do anything. God just touched them. So this video clip is about a father and son, and you would have probably heard of him. But if you've already seen it, just allow God to minister and touch you. Amen. It's about a father and son. It's the dad is Dick and the son is Ricky. And it's called the Hoyt Team. And it's the dad has a son that was born with cystic fibrosis, and he can't talk and he can't do things. And you know, I can relate to having a son with special needs, but as you look at this family, you see how they overcome. And what happens is that Ricky begins doing marathons with his dad. He starts off doing 5 kilometres and 10 kilometres. Then he does mini triathlons. And Dick is 60 when he starts this. So he's not young with his son. And in the end, you know, he's done over 200 triathlons. More than, I think, about 10 Ironman competitions. And he's, I think, up to a couple of years ago, he'd done 24 Boston marathons. They were actually in the last Boston Marathon with the bombing. Praise God they didn't get hurt. And before he did his 24th Boston Marathon, the dad had a heart attack 1 month before, recovered from it, and still did the marathon. Together, they have run across Australia, across America. 3,700 miles together, they've run across America. 45 consecutive days. Our families, we have driven across our nation of Australia 11 times. I wouldn't like to actually run it or walk it. You know, it's the same size as your country. So, this is the son, this is what the son says to his dad. He said, Dad, he said, when I run with you, all my disabilities go. And that's the same way our loving Father feels about us. When we run with him, all our disabilities go. Amen. Okay, so sit down and just receive. Thank you, Father. Just goes for 5 minutes.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone my Redeemer?
With you, Dad, all my disabilities go. Hallelujah. And that's just the natural dad with his own son. Our Heavenly Father has got so much more love than that. Amen. He loves you more than that dad loves for his son. Isn't that powerful? Wow. You know, it's really difficult to fathom a love like this, and there's no way we can produce it in our own strength. And it's a supernatural love, you know. It's a supernatural love, and it originates from the heart of God, and it just keeps coming. It just keeps coming and coming and coming if you allow it to. And it doesn't depend at all on the one being loved, or it depends. It's all on the God. This kind of love never stops flowing. There's no conditions attached to it. There's no stipulations which would cause the love to cease. Amen. Malachi chapter, the last verse of Malachi says in chapter 3, "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I smite the earth with a curse. I really believe that verse is happening in these last days. Amen. God is doing a wonderful transformation work. And part of this restoration is that all fears are going to go through love. If you have a fear of anything, that will go as you receive the love of God. The Bible says that love casts out all fear, and it will go. So if you've got difficulties in your life in any way, as you receive the love of the Father, then that has to go. It's powerful. We've got a lady in our church, as I've been ministering on love in this way. It was just before Christmas, and she's just had this fear. And she's 75 years of age, and since the age of 14, hasn't been able to go to a Christmas church service. Just should like go, but then, you know, because of all the trauma in her life, and because of traumas in her family, and just her upbringing, and just things that happened as a child, she just every time she goes, it's just too difficult for her, and she could never go to lunch, Christmas lunch. She would go off in the parking lot and just avoid the situation altogether. Anyway, as I ministered on love this Christmas, I didn't even know this till afterwards. Didn't even know why she wasn't turning up. I thought, oh, well, she's gone somewhere else, you know. Anyway, just before this Christmas, she said, Pastor, I'm going to be there on Christmas Day. And she was. And then she said, I'm going to lunch with people in the church family that have invited me to lunch. And she did. And she's a completely new person now. All these things that have happened in her childhood and through the years have dealt with her, you know, come to the surface, and she's been able to deal with them. So, you know, you might have been abused as a child, and, you know, you might not have had a loving, natural father. But, you know, God wants to deal with all that as you, because your heavenly Father is far greater than all that. And he loves you so much. He just wants to pour his love into you. You just need to sit on his lap and just enjoy him and have fellowship with him. Amen. And so that's what I really believe is happening, going to happen in these last days. I just believe that we're going to see having an agape restoration, going to be powerful. You know, this supernatural love is going to displace fears of mistrust, rejection. You might have been rejected. Well, God's going to just take that away. Amen. Just going to go as you receive the love of God. I believe there's going to be restoration. Sons and daughters coming back to mothers and fathers. Siblings being restored. I ministered, when I was in Georgia, I ministered to a family there. She's got three grandmas. I'm not sure how that works, but anyway, she's got three grandmas. And so she hasn't had any communication for years with any of them, just breaking her heart. You know, as she gets older and the grandmas get older, she just wants to have some communication with her. And we just pour God's love into her, and I'm just believing restoration is going to happen.
Amen.
She was just sobbing, but God was doing her work. Amen. So just believe that amazing things are going to happen, and God's going to get the glory. Hallelujah. I believe that as we receive the love, greater unity is going to happen, and you're all in one accord, the power of unity. We're going to see things with unity that we haven't seen. You know, churches coming together, ministers talking to one another they haven't spoken before for a long time. We're going to see some things happen. And we're going to see prodigal sons and daughters coming home to their father. Amen? To a forgiving and compassionate father. Praise God. Oh, and just souls coming into the kingdom. And finally, another major part of the outworking of the Father's love is that I believe that we're going to see signs and wonders and miracles as people receive the love of the Father. Amen? Praise God. So, hallelujah. What I just want to... Charlie's going to just come in a minute, and then when he's finished, I just want to give everyone that wants to stay behind. Just the opportunity where I can just pray for you quickly. I won't spend a lot of time, but I just want to pray for anybody that just wants to receive the impartation, you know, just of the love of the Father just filling you. And I just believe that the restoration is going to take place in a powerful way, and you'll just see amazing things happen in your families and with your children or your parents or your siblings. And I just also believe that out of it all, there's going to be just even a greater compassion for souls.
Amen.
Because, you know, in the natural, I have a fear of man, but when you receive the love of God, that fear goes, and you can just love on people and know that God loves them too. Amen. So let's just pray, and then I'll have Charlie come, and then after his anybody can come forward. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you're pouring out your Spirit upon all flesh. You're pouring out your love at this time in a powerful way, Lord. I thank you, Father, for Calvary Cathedral, Lord. And Father, everyone that's here tonight, Lord, I thank you, Lord, by your Spirit, Lord, that you would just touch families, Lord. Touch families, Lord. Oh, just fill everyone here tonight with your love, Lord. And I thank you, Father, through your love, Lord, restoration will take place, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that word, that when we walk with you and run with you, all our disabilities go. And I thank you, Lord, as we walk with you, thank you, Lord, all our fears have to go. Thank you, Lord, for that. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Just fill us, fill us, fill us with your love. And we're ready to receive it, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Let's bless the man of God that's come all the way from Australia and been with us. And we were so blessed to have he and his wife, Ruth, here with us during revival now. But let's bless the man of God. 100% of this offering will go to bless Pastor Dale and Ruth Smith. And then those that would like, feel free to, let's come forward and bring our offering. And then those that would like, he would like to minister to you. If you would like further ministry, Pastor Dale Smith will be here, and he's going to go ahead and begin to pray over us tonight. So let's go ahead and bring our offering, and you can make your check payable to Calvary Cathedral, and we'll be sure that Pastor Dale gets that. Amen.